Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Thursday, April 25th, 2013. I am your host, David Stegen. Hope everybody out there is having a great day. I don't know about you, but I'm still coming down from Tuesday's McAfee Public Sector Summit, which we at FedScoop were proud to present. The whole day was just fantastic from beginning to end. We had more than 600 people showed up at the Ritz-Carlton in Pentagon City for just a whole day of talks on cybersecurity, on continuous monitoring, on just all the trends that are going on with cybersecurity, and it really helped give me a complete picture, I think, probably the best that I've had in a while, of what cybersecurity in the federal government looks like. From what I can tell, it seems like, you know, agencies are getting better at fighting cybersecurity. They are getting better at the problem. They're figuring out how to stop the problem more maybe than ever before. Obviously, the threat is getting worse and worse, so it's kind of an arms race that's going on, but really fascinating stuff all day. We had some great presentations. One was from Andy Osmond, who's on the cybersecurity team up at the White House. He works for Michael Daniel, the National Coordinator for Cybersecurity, and Andy talked about something I thought was interesting, where the CyberStat sessions. You've heard about Portfolio Stat and Tech Stat many times by now, but I had no idea that these CyberStat sessions were going on. This is something new that Andy talked about, where he and the White House team are going agency to agency, just like Steve Van Roekel and his team did with Portfolio Stat, and looking at all the cybersecurity operations, seeing what can be made better, what progress has been made, just really to give a whole overview of everything that's going on for each agency in the cyberspace, with the goal of how can you make it better? How can you meet certain standards and baselines? So I thought that was really fascinating stuff from Dr. Osmond. Also, Terry Takei, the CIO at DoD, gave a great presentation. I feel like whenever Terry speaks at an event, the entire kind of federal IT community kind of sits back and everybody listens, everybody's quiet, because Terry, obviously, she has great stuff to say, but DoD, so many people, so much money that they work with, such an important mission. You know, what they do is really is the leader for so much of what goes on in the federal information technology space, and obviously Terry is right at the head of that. She laid out seven things that the DoD is working on when it comes to the cyberspace, seven priorities that it has. So you can read all those up on fedscoop.com, Terry's breakdown, but she had some great insights into what DoD is doing for all those who are interested. Up on FedScoop.com, I did a big wrap-up of the event where I tried to pull as many news and notes items just from throughout the day. It's kind of, you know, drinking from a fire hose when you're in an event like that. FedScoop, we really try to keep the events moving. We try to have lots of different speakers coming from lots of different angles, lots of different perspectives. So a lot of great things in there. One key thing to check out is Jeff Eisensmith, the CISO at the Department of Homeland Security, mentioned that OMB is going to put out a memo that kind of alters a little bit of FISMA. I think that's going to be interesting. He said to expect that pretty soon, so that is going to be something I know I'll be watching for when I check in with OMB each day. So lots of great stuff from that McAfee event. If you like FedScoop events, we have another one coming up May 7th. That one is going to be at the museum. It's our fourth annual cloud shootout, technology shootout, where we have different folks from industry kind of duke it out over, you know, the recent big trends in cloud computing, security, stuff like that. So that's really going to be a fantastic event. I hope if you haven't signed up for that one already, you come and do. That is always a highlight of our annual program. So I guess that'll cover for today. I hope everyone out there has a good one. Remember, tomorrow's Friday. You're almost at the end of the week, so hang in there and come back to FedScoop.com for some more great content. All right, thanks for listening. This is David Stegen. We'll see you tomorrow.